and maybe the presentation we got right here, Gary, you could get this thing going with your distributors. You know, just start it out. Take the book. Run. I can email you the thing. And, you know, start doing this with your own distributors in a program that might, you know, start on Tuesday, maybe every other week or something like that or whatever. And, you know, just get them thinking about our stuff and working on our stuff and bring in experts. You know, you don't have to be an expert on the application of the stuff, but you can be a motivator, an orchestrator, you know, and that sort of thing, and get other folks to help you with them. But if you can get some distributors going, even one guy. I remember in Texas, in Mexico, I went down to Mexico on a pleasure trip, and I thought, there's business down here, and I ended up putting on a distributor. Well, when I went down here, there were two distributors I was looking at. One was, these two guys were working out of their car, but they were really aggressive, and they knew a lot of stuff about our stuff. And the other, they had a nice building, they owned a liquor store down the street, and they had a whole bunch of salesmen, and they were selling, you know, they had a nice display area, and I put on a distributor that had the financial backing. If I had to do it again, I would go back there and I would have put the two guys working out of their car. The distributor I put on, they could pay their bills, but we never billed them for anything, so it didn't mean we needed guys that could get in there, climb on these machines, and put them on. So if you guys are ever putting the distributor on your marketplace, find somebody that knows how to make chips, and that's the guy you want to put on. That would be my experience on that one. Anyhow, we talked about when you start getting a sale, you have to have some thoughts in your mind, and the unique selling advantage has to do with your company and coming up with a statement that you think reflects your company. Not easy to do. Maybe when you're in a car driving back, you could get a pad out and you could start putting it down. What are those things? You could call me. We could on the phone, put it together. We'll get a statement for you. When somebody asks you, tell me about Seco Tools, you just nail them right there. We've been in the business for over 80 years solving paper problems. We got 86 rocket scientists and, you know, whatever. And we have a statement that really tells the story about our company. And that's what we need to have, unique selling advantages. And then you pick one product and you come up with a statement on that product. And you can have four or five products and you can have what's in the statements for each product. One product that you're going to promote gets you into the account. You may not sell that one. So you say, we're introducing a product that can take your setup time from 30 minutes down to 10 minutes. So then the guy says, okay, well, I'm interested in that. And you get in there and you say to him, honestly, what we really like to do is just simply help you to be more effective. Can you tell me about areas you're having problems? You know, and then you might end up selling a guy milling cutters or something. Doesn't have anything to do with setup or who knows what. But the way you get into an account is with a single product. And you talk about that one, and that's your entree into the account. Now, you can't go in, you know, trying to sell light bulbs into an account that's, you know, that doesn't use light bulbs. So you have to pick something that makes sense. I love the idea of kits, and I'm hearing more and more about kits. To me, that's great. We have a unique kit that we're providing that does this or that or whatever. Generally, customers like to know about kits and understand them. So maybe that's your what's in it for me statement. is a kit. So once you talk about the product a little bit, you know, then you can get an entree, and then your personality takes over, and then you say, may I sit down, may I borrow, may I tell you a joke, can I show you this? And, you know, I mean, you guys are just great guys. I mean, I'm talking to you guys over dinner and breakfast and lunch and all this. That's the key, you know, just, we're technical guys. Let's not get anybody freaked out there. Let's get in there and show them what we can do. We talked about having this kind of a global universe. Does anybody remember how many accounts in that global universe can actually buy from us? 20 out of 100. So we can't be walking around to these accounts or driving around to them. We got to find some way to call them. And this is not a static thing. It's always changing. So somehow we need to get our distributors making these calls. So how do you make the calls? Well, we went through it yesterday. It's not a big deal. We need a database to put the information in. This is a what kind of a database? Okay, right, but it's Access is a what kind of database? A relational database. Outlook is a flat file. It's not a relational database. That's why with Outlook, you got one record for each person, and you can only put so much stuff in. It's flat, and it's not as useful. A relational database, anything that has a common field, could be a name, could be a city, could be a number, whatever, you can relate those tables based on that field. And then once you get those fields related, then you can start sucking information out. It is huge. If I were starting out, well, when I found out about databases, I just focused on them entirely. Because to me, the single most important thing that you could have is information. And access is fantastic. Now, it's not, you can't learn it like you can Word or Excel or something like that. It is a lot more complicated than that. But and I don't know everything there is about access for sure, but I know a huge amount about it.
Then the training classes online for the access?
Yeah,
like
there's
do with Word and Excel.
There are courses online. There's New Horizons has courses. There's books you can get. I've bought books, but they're very hard to. Not easy for me to learn from. You know, I got a book, something like that, and I've started reading. I've actually read a whole book through. Still, I learned a little bit here and there. You got to do it. You got to do it. You got to say, okay, I'm going to create a database, and I'd be happy to email anybody. I have a database in Access that I record all my finances, everything I spend, cash, checks, credit cards, everything. It balances every single month. I got 4 or 5 Visa cards. I got 3 or 4 checking accounts, cash, all different kinds of ways that I can spend money. Every single thing goes into that thing. At the end of the year, I hit a button.